What we tried to do first is really get to know the community resources, the neighborhood resources that not only served those children and the age group that we were focused on, but the broader family, as well as the diversity of families that had services for specific cultural and ethnic and language groups. And we compiled those resources into a guide that we call trauma-informed care, local trauma-informed care. It had never really been compiled before in this certain in these neighborhoods and in this particular district. And we provided those guides to the families who consented to do the research, to any of the families who consented to have their child screened for trauma. And we also provided it to all the mental health clinicians in the district. So we printed lots of copies. We have it available in electronic format, and we're updating it every year. But through compiling that, we're also having conversations with these agencies. We're confirming their address, their location, that they're still open and running and accepting of certain kinds of health insurance or plans, or if it's just a free-based kind of clinic service. So we're also opening up the lines of communication with the community-based agencies to understand what help and support is available out there so that we can help bring that information to the wider community.